We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to Chelek Aleph Perk Shvi'i, Halacha Yud Gimel. And we'll dedicate our learning tonight to Sarah Chaya Batania Kohen. Im Echad Natan Biyado Mamon Lealvot Otam Ligmilut Chesed. If someone gives him money, and he wants him to lend that money to do Gmilus Chesed with it. En Likoveh Noten Shum Yitron Al Acherim. Then his relatives play no role. Meaning, if a person is dead of a Gemach, they entrust him with money to give loans. And then his relative comes. So then the one who donated the money, his relatives, they don't take precedence. He gave it to Gmach. And certainly the relatives are the head of the Gmach. They don't get precedence. So, because once a person gives the money for the performance of that mitzvah, then the person who's giving out the money, he's like a gabai. And it's as though he took the rights for all the city equally. Meaning, so long as the money's in your pocket, so then the Torah says you should give precedence to your relatives. But once you give it to a gemach, so then technically what you're saying is I'm giving it to a representative of the city to give it to the city. Well, then everyone's equal. He has to go by the guidelines that Halacha gives for a gabbai to give out tzedakah. And then there's no relevance as to who is related to the greatest donor of the gemach, or who is related to the one who's in charge of giving out the money on behalf of the Gemach. So even though we learned relatives get precedence, that is only in an instance where the one who's actually giving the loan, it's his money. But if he's in charge of other people's money, so then his relatives don't get precedence, nor do the donor's relatives get precedence.